This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, March 24th. God's word to you today is the third and fourth self. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 5 verse 6 and it says, "When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners." The third thing that needs to be nailed to the cross is self-deception. We are masters at deceiving ourselves. In fact, people actually begin to believe the lies they are telling. God wants you to stop deceiving yourself because self-deception cannot take you far. Take self-deception to the cross and nail it to the cross. Personally, I do not even trust what I think about myself, because even what I think about myself can be flawed, and many times it is. I do not trust what people think about me, because most times that too is flawed. I trust only what God says about me. You need to get to that place in your life when you can boldly say, "I am not what I think I am. I am not what people think I am. I am what God says that I am." If God says that I am a king regardless of what my bank statement reads. Why? It is because if you believe the bank statement over God, you are believing a lie, and that is self-deception. I may be feeling afraid, but God says, "Fear not." I do not believe my fears or believe that I'm a fearful person. I believe God that I'm a fearless person. Again, if I believe I am fearful, it is believing a lie and it is self-deception. You need to get this, and I pray you do. Many times, people claim that they do not know what God is saying concerning particular issues. It is self-deception, really, because they know what God is saying. You know what God is saying. God has spoken to you, so please stop deceiving yourself, because you already know what to do. You may not have had a dream or a vision, but you know what to do. The fourth thing we need to take to the cross is self-centeredness. Stop thinking the world revolves around you, because it does not. Stop thinking that it is all about you, because it is not. Some people come up with really good ideas, but because the church is going in a different direction, those ideas are not implemented. Guess what? They get upset and stop talking to me. It is not about you. It is about Jesus. Sometimes self-centeredness hides under pious statements like, "What about me?" which soon turns to "all about me." And self-centeredness will always truncate the flow of resurrection power. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask that you completely purge me of self-deception and self-centeredness. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.